And this was absolutely incredible for me to believe. But what's going on here is that these are 12-year-old girls and 12-year-old boys. They were done with multiple MRIs over their age span. And the girls have moved their thinking into their frontal cortex. Now, that probably means nothing to you, but the frontal cortex is where you evaluate right from wrong, good, better, and best. Women actually can suppress their emotions and change them to meet social norms. Now, you're all nodding your head, but that's only because you're female. The guys are going, huh? All right. Now, what are the guys doing during this time? They're working on their sensory motor cortex, how they're working on targeting and spatial organization. Okay, you get the picture? Guys are not thinking about what is socially acceptable and what's socially not acceptable. They're thinking about catching a football or, you know, in primitive times, spearing a hen or, a woolly mammoth or whatever. That's what they're thinking about. So boys are naturally more kinesthetic. That's the part of their brain that's growing. And interestingly enough, even if they don't demonstrate kinesthetic behavior, you know, what they would call in the old days the sissy boy, his MRI is still doing the same thing. So it just goes to show you that even though 90% of the boys are really working on targeting when they're not, there's the 10% that the brain is working on targeting, but their behavior is more social, more basically acceptable to the rest of the human race. So why is this important? Well, besides the fact that I never thought this could possibly be, right? I mean, until last year, I thought that fundamentally girls were just like boys. But they're not. So what those MRIs indicate is that the boys' learning style till about the age of 8 is going to be kinesthetic. The girls' learning style is going to develop sooner, depending upon, you know, around the age of 5, which makes public school great for girls and awful for boys. Well, not great for girls, but better for girls. Why? Because girls will actually modify their behavior to keep their teacher happy. Whereas boys will think school is dumb because they're not interested in keeping their teacher happy. What's in it for them? And the teacher wants them to sit down, and they're not interested in sitting down. There's nothing happening when you're sitting down. They're kinesthetic. They want to learn to move. If the teacher would simply teach them while playing football, the boys would be happy. Okay, so now, somebody have a calculator in their hands? Or a calculator on their cell phone or something? This is really simple. The human and the chimpanzee differ by 1.5% of their genes. In other words, 98.5% of all their genes are the same. Okay? The male and the human female differ by the Y chromosome. The men have a Y chromosome, the women don't. So, you seem to be ready to do this calculation. Divide 1 by 46, the number of chromosomes in the human body. 0.02. You got to make that into a percentage.
2%.
So, the men are genetically closer to the chimpanzee than to their wife. Right? And what does that do? And I'd like you to remember that we're not defective. God designed us for a different purpose. The default sex, by the way, is female. If you took away the X chromosome from an embryo, it would grow into a female. Okay? So that's the default sex. So God deliberately changed us into men for a reason. And the reason is that men compartmentalize their brain. Our left brain does the speaking, our right brain is visual, and the midbrain does the kinesthetic, the movement. Compartmentalization makes it a lot easier to take risks. Women think about the consequences before they act. We act first, think about the consequences later. And over time, assuming that the moms keep us alive, we learn to judge our risks based on our experiences. At what age? I don't know. You can see from the picture that the 12-year-old boy was still working on his targeting spatial skills. So, but somewhere around 16, 14, somewhere around the teen years, the boys start to think about what they do before they do it. So you, if you don't have a teenager yet, you still have hope. Why is it a value for people to take risks? Well, if we didn't take risks, we'd all still be living in the same caves in Africa. And it'd be really crowded. Take a look around. You need some part of the male-female team to take risks and to go out and explore new territory. And you need some part of the male-female team to create a civilization and to keep the family alive. That would be the mom. I know you probably never thought of yourselves as responsible for creating civilization. But if you think about it, well, heck. In Massachusetts, there's a place called Storebridge or something like that. And it's a village where they show what it was like just before pre-industrial America. And it turns out that the women in Massachusetts were making brushes for the women in the South to comb their sheep with and get the wool out. And, I mean, if you guys know anything about business, what I'm really saying is the women had designed the market, designed the advertising, had everything in place. And the men eventually developed a machine that they could put in a factory to do all this, and they used the market that the women had already developed and the advertising the women had already developed.